Britain's two most senior churchmen, the heads of the Anglican and Roman Catholic churches, have cast doubt on the moral case for war against Iraq. They say UN weapons inspectors should be given more time to carry out their work. The leaders of Britain's two main Christian churches have joined forces to challenge Prime Minister Tony Blair over his claims that war on Iraq is morally justified. Responding to last week's million-strong anti-war march in London, Mr. Blair has been vigorously making the moral case to remove Iraqi President Saddam Hussein from power. The Church of England's Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, and Catholic Archbishop of Westminster, Cormac Murphy O'Connor, issued a joint statement Thursday questioning the so-called moral legitimacy of the war. They say weapons inspection should be allowed to continue, rendering war unnecessary. While the clergymen say the moral alternative to military action cannot be inaction or indifference, they urge all sides in the crisis to work through the United Nations. Another Anglican leader, the bishop-elect of Durham, Canon Tom Wright, says the church is deeply troubled about the possible humanitarian and political consequences that war would have.
Often there are messy solutions to messy problems, and that's the only way we can go. I do not, however, think that the war in this case is the only possible solution. It seems to me quite clear that, in fact, there are all sorts of other lines that have to be taken.
Canon Wright warns that war would also negatively impact relations between the West and the Islamic world.
It is bound to be perceived as a crusade of the West, which the Islamic nations see as the Christian West for whatever reasons, and it's bound to be perceived as a crusade against them. And that will have repercussions. It's actually playing into Osama bin Laden's hands, and it actually is playing against all the good work of building relations between Christians, Muslims, and others, which many of us are involved in this country.
Prime Minister Blair is scheduled to have a private audience with Pope John Paul II on Saturday. The British government has warned its nationals to leave Iraq to avoid the risk of being taken hostage. There have also been warnings of terrorist attacks in Kuwait, and it has warned its nationals there to leave the country. The government says families of British embassy staff will be evacuated soon. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, London.